Coffee Break Spanish Extra, Lesson 41. Hola a todos y bienvenidos. Welcome to this extra edition of Coffee Break Spanish 41. In Unit 5, we're going to be concentrating a lot more on grammar, so these extra podcasts are to help you get to grips with the grammar. We're going to be reviewing some of the verbs that we covered in Lesson 41, and then putting it to the test with some interactive quizzes for you. So, let's get on with the show. We started Lesson 41 by asking the question, ¿Qué haces durante el fin de semana? ¿Qué haces? Or in Latin America, ¿qué haces? What do you do? And durante el fin de semana, during the end of week, the weekend, of course. We answered this question on the show by saying, Trabajo en un restaurante. Trabajo, meaning I work. Now, perhaps for you, the weekend isn't all about work. There were indeed some other examples. However, what we were trying to do here was come up with some examples of present tense verbs. And over the course of the lesson, we learned how to conjugate the verb in six forms. Now, the six forms, let's run through them again. The first part, or the first person singular, is the I form. So in this case, trabajo, trabajo. And then the second form, or the second person singular, is the you form, the you singular informal. So in this case, trabajas. The third form, or what's known as the third person singular, is trabaja. And this means a number of things. Trabaja can mean he works, she works, it works, or you work when you're talking politely to someone. So the singular formal form. So the three singular forms, trabajo, trabajas, trabaja. Moving on to the plural forms, part four, or the first person plural, is trabajamos, we work. So the we form, trabajamos. The second person plural, or part five, is in Spain, trabajáis. Trabajáis. You work when you're talking to a group of people that you know. So the plural informal version, trabajáis. And the sixth form, or the third person plural, is trabajan, meaning they work. And indeed, it also means you work, plural, formal. Or, in Latin America, plural, informal too. That probably all seems very complicated, but once you get into these patterns, it's very, very straightforward. Let's run through a couple of verbs now. We're going to do this with a little music, so if we can have the salsa music back, please. Okay, so let's take trabajar and conjugate it in all its parts. Here goes. Trabajo, trabajas, trabaja. Trabajamos, trabajáis, trabajan. Not bad at all. This time let's speed it up a little. So we're going to do it double speed. Trabajo, trabajas, trabaja. Trabajamos, trabajáis, trabajan. Muy bien, perfecto. Let's take another verb. This time we'll take bailar, much more suitable for this music. Okay, so we're going to conjugate it slowly, then quickly. Venga. Bailo. Bailas. Baila. Bailamos. Bailáis. Bailan. Okay, this time double speed. Bailo. Bailas, baila. Bailamos, bailáis, bailan. Muy bien. See if we can do cantar. Cantar meaning to sing, of course. Here goes. Canto, cantas, canta. Cantamos, cantáis, cantan. Muy bien. This time quicker. Canto, cantas, canta. Cantamos, cantáis, cantan. Muy bien. Let's do one more like this. Let's take viajar, to travel. Okay, so half time first. Viajo, viajas, viaja. Viajamos, viajáis, viajan. And now double time. Viajo, viajas, viaja. Viajamos, viajáis, viajan. Muy bien, excelente. So as you now know, every verb has six parts, and you can conjugate verbs using endings very similar to the ones that we've just used. It's now time to put this into practice. I'm going to give you some phrases in Spanish, and I'd like you to translate them into English. And this is similar to the test that's in the guide for this week. So let's begin with number one, número uno. How would you translate into English? Viajan a Italia. Viajan a Italia. So we're talking viajan here, so viajar means to travel. Viajan, who is traveling here? Viajan is they are traveling to Italy, a Italia. Viajan a Italia. Número dos. Ana estudia inglés. Ana estudia inglés. Now, this one's easier because we have a name here. Ana estudia, Ana is studying or studies English. Ana estudia inglés. Okay, número tres. Trabajo en un hospital. Trabajo en un hospital. Trabajo is, of course, I work. So, trabajo en un hospital. I work in a hospital. Número cuatro. Bailamos en la discoteca. Bailamos en la discoteca. Can you remember what bailar means? It's to dance. So, bailamos. Who is doing the dancing here? Bailamos means we dance. Bailamos en la discoteca. We dance in the disco. Try this one. Number five. ¿Habláis francés? ¿Habláis francés? So the verb here is hablar, meaning to speak. And we're talking habláis. Which forms that? It's the you informal plural. So it means you all. Do you all speak francés? French. ¿Habláis francés? And remember, if you're in Latin America, you're less likely to hear that one. You'd probably hear hablan francés. ¿Hablan francés? Let's try translating now from English to Spanish. Número seis. I'd like you to say in Spanish, you are dancing. And the you that I want you to use here is the singular informal. So singular informal is part number two, and therefore it's bailas. Bailas. Now there are other ways to say you are dancing, but we'll not go into these just now. Bailas can mean you dance, you are dancing, or indeed if you make it into a question, are you dancing, do you dance, and so on. Okay, número siete. We speak Spanish. So, to speak is hablar, and we speak. Hablamos, the first person plural. Hablamos español, claro. Okay, número ocho. I'd like you to translate into Spanish. They work in a shop. Okay, so which infinitive are we using here? To work is trabajar. So go to the infinitive first and then put on the correct ending. So they work is trabajan. Trabajan en una tienda, in a shop. Trabajan en una tienda. They work in a shop. Número 9. You all travel to Scotland, let's say. You all, in the informal plural. So, you all travel to Scotland. You travel to Scotland would become viajar, in the infinitive becomes viajáis. A Escocia. Viajáis a Escocia. Viajáis a Escocia. Now, in Latin America, you may use viajan a Escocia, even in the informal version. Y número 10. Do you study Spanish? And the you here is singular formal. So, to study is estudiar. And do you study? So, we're looking for the you singular formal form. And that's the third person. So, estudia. And if you want to be ultra clear about who you're talking about here, you can say, usted estudia español. ¿Usted estudia español? Muy bien. Now, hopefully, you've found this review of verbs and the exercise that we did there to practice the verbs useful. This is the format that we're going to be taking in most of the extra podcasts for this unit. And we'd like your feedback as premium subscribers. Is this the kind of thing that you find useful? So let us know what you think. You can obviously email us. And the email address would be cbs@radiolingua.com, or you can post a comment on the blog, or of course join the discussions at our Radiolingua forum. Bueno, ya está, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima. This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.